This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America, and hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast here from Tampa, Florida, my Salem Media Group flagship station here in my Moss Family Automotive Station dealership station. And we appreciate everybody tuning in today and hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. One sad story to report just came over the wire. Apparently, we had one person killed, four people injured in a shooting in Henderson, Nevada at a 7-Eleven store. And we'll have more on that later in the hour. But joining us right now, we have from FoundersCode.com, Denise Simon. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Now, we have a caller from Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm going to go right to her. Good morning, ma'am. What was your, well, you can give me your first name. I know you're in Atlanta.
Yeah, my name is Carol.
Okay, Carol.
I appreciate that the president's coming here. So many people are coming here because it's so important that we get our two Republicans in. There's a lot of pressure, but I believe that there is a lot of energy also with Atlantans right now and people all over Georgia to go out and vote. The problem I have is that, I mean, we use those same things. What's going to happen in terms of us being able to do anything about our folks' counting?
Okay,
that's
well,
what I'm asking.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much, Carol. Okay, well, Denise, did you hear all that?
I did. You know, there's a couple of things about Georgia. I'm from Georgia. You know, my older son still lives there, so I have a lot of connective tissue to the state. And Georgia, in the last several years, has been experiencing some real remarkable positive things that have happened, you know, there with development and, you know, new mayors and, you know, there's been some great attention and great things that have happened. Having said that, if Purdue and Loeffler don't win this, I would say that some of those positive things, or maybe in fact all of them, would come to a screeching halt. As far as this election, I would suggest to Carol that she get her hands on the lawsuit that was filed the night before last by Sidney Powell for the state of Michigan. And I only say that because it's the only 75 pages, where the one for Georgia, but she can read Georgia, is over 100. And carefully, you know, read through that. You got plenty of time to do it so you can see what the issues were, with the Dominion system. I mean, it's really quite remarkable, what some of these problems were, including being accessed by agents acting on behalf of China and Iran in this past election.
Okay.
So, yes. So, I would, if I were she, I would go through that and kind of highlight some things, and then I would be calling the news stations. I would be calling the governor's office. I'd be calling her state representatives. Is there anybody that she can get her hands on and say, "Have you read this? And what can you assure us that will not happen again, or it's going to be fixed for this Senate runoff race. I mean, it's really quite remarkable. Her concern is very much like everybody else's, but part of the reasons that these two lawsuits came out when they did is, in fact, to use them as a template for what not to do in this January election.
Now, there's an interesting poll that came out yesterday. It's a Newsmax McLaughlin poll that says a big majority wants a Trump to run in 2024. But they are mentioning Donald Trump Jr. in the same word.
Okay.
And you had a thought.
My thought is probably the most utopian wish list that there is. But I take a very much wider view on the country and, you know, why we are where we are today. You've got two states that are really hurting the country for obvious reasons, more so than others, and that's California and New York.
Yep.
But California is the sixth largest economy in the world.
Mm-hmm. Used to be.
Yeah, I'd like to see Trump run for governor of California. Now, I know that sounds ridiculous, and it might be. But I will tell you that based on the desperation of farmers out there, of businesses, homeowners with taxes, all the regulations, all the corruption, all those kinds of things, there would be some, I mean, if he had the right message, I think he could actually win the state. I would then have the Trump kids go back into the Trump Corporation, which they obviously need to do, because they're still at a corporation that sits there. And as part of a corporation, there's been a lot of chatter about Trump going into the media business.
Yep.
Well, the easiest place to go into the media business is CNN.
Yep.
Because AT&T knows that CNN's rankings were as high, but they were really low, but higher than they really should have been,
yep,
is because they were the anti-Trump channel.
Yep.
And now they can't be the anti-Trump channel if Biden is in there.
Yep.
So AT&T's recognized the fact that we're sitting on a losing company.
All right, hold that thought, because we're going to go to break here, but we're going to finish up and come back. Because this is fascinating, especially about the Trump News Network, or call it whatever you want. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And let's not forget that you can go over to balanceofnature.com. That's balanceofnature.com, where you can use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, and that'll save you 35% on your Balance of Nature order over there. And again, balanceofnature.com also has a telephone number, 800-246-8751, to speak with a health coach. So, balanceofnature.com, the product code is RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Save yourself 35% on your order. All right, back to Denise Simon, founderscode.com. So what are we going to call this Trump?
Well, yeah, I mean, you can call it the, you know, the Trump News Network or whatever, but
CNN.
You've got a full, you know, media global cable news network in CNN today, which obviously is broadcasting every single airport gate,
right,
across the country. They
yep.
pay for that.
Yep.
But anyway, I think it would be. Now, this is just me dreaming, all right, that he'd turn around and buy it and then, you know, get rid of that infection, that media infection that's over there at CNN.
Mm-hmm.
So we eliminate a problem there, at least one of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, to look forward to 2024, two people that I would like to have on the ticket would be Cotton and Cruz. Now, Cruz is already, you know, he knows how to work the Electoral College. We saw that happening early in the Trump race. But he's obviously a constitutional lawyer. Cotton is also a lawyer. He has done military service. He's on the Senate Intelligence Committee. You know, this guy, you know, he knows where a lot of the bodies are buried. He's the first one to call out China when it came to the virus. So That's really where, if I can have my druthers, my dream, that would be it. That, you know, the Republicans, if Stacey Abrams can do what she did and is continuing to do in Georgia, then what's to say that Trump couldn't do it in California? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Now, a Pennsylvania poll watcher, and I'm not sure if this is the one that testified the other day, it may be somebody different, a Pennsylvania poll watcher, a Navy veteran, now alleges that there are missing USB cards
I saw that.
Up to 120,000 questionable votes.
I saw that.
Well, again, this is one says, he says...
So if you really kind of do a summary on what's going on in Georgia, you really do a summary or what happened in Georgia, a summary of Pennsylvania, and a summary of Michigan. Just take those three states. You don't. I mean, you do New Mexico and Arizona and Nevada and Virginia and Wisconsin. I mean, we can keep going on, but let's just take those for instance. I would be challenging the Democrats. And I would be challenging the news media, CNN and MSNBC, based on the two lawsuits that were filed by Sidney Powell. I mean, I'm looking at item 80 of a 75-page lawsuit just in Michigan. It's really quite remarkable what's in here. Now, you wouldn't make these assertions in a court of law without having a tangible factual evidence. So you have to ask these Democrats, are you okay with these things that happened? I mean, these things that have happened are not undeniable.
Mm-hmm.
Like in Pennsylvania, how many absentee ballots did you mail out? 1.8. How many came back? 2.3. How's that a million? How's that possible?
Mm.
You got election workers, you got frauds, you got forgeries, you got altered information on ballots, you got pristine ballots. What's a pristine ballot? Pristine ballot means it was never folded to put in an envelope. The only marking that is on there is for the choice of president. All the other items that are on a ballot, you know, state measures or local measures based on, you know, where they are, none of those were marked. The only thing that was marked is one black dot for Biden. That's called a pristine ballot. Mm-hmm. How is that possible? How do you get tens of thousands of those and not challenge them? The other thing is that I believe, at least it is in Michigan, because I'm reading this lawsuit, up until the point of certification,
mm-hmm.
all ballot materials, meaning the envelope, the absentees, all this has to be retained.
Mm-hmm.
In case you do have to go, you know, do an audit or a recount.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't happening. A lot of these envelopes are gone.
Which means the vote shouldn't count.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'd be challenging, if I were somebody, I would be challenging these handful of judges that have already thrown out some of these cases because they say they don't have any merit.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're taking the coward's way out. They don't want to be the one to blame that, you know, a handful of votes are being, you know, dismissed because of irregularities or because of fraud. They don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
They're taking either, or you're just going to count them all. Well, you can't, you know, if you count a million votes for Biden that were done fraudulently,
mm-hmm.
then a million Trump votes mean nothing.
Right.
So it's really affecting 2 million
mm-hmm.
votes.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, Jerry Nadler all came out and ripped retired Lieutenant General Mike Flynn on the pardon that he got. Schiff went so far as to call him the Russian collusioner or something like that, which again has been disproved. Schiff is a moron, and we know that
let me say this, okay? Somebody needs to ask Pelosi, Nadler, and Schiff, have any of them read the 302s of the interviews they did with Flynn?
Mm-hmm.
And I guarantee you the answer would be no. So therein lies the basis of which, their statements about Trump and the pardon are outrageous. But even more outrageous, go take a look at all the pardons and the commutations of sentences that Obama did.
Oh, yeah. Almost 1,700.
Including the FALN terrorist group.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, I mean, ladies and gentlemen, we have the weapons. We have the arrows in our quiver. And I think it's high time that, based on what has happened in the last 4 years, going back to the inception of Russiagate, all the way through impeachment, and now with this election, I can't believe that we can still go forward and be indifferent of what we have endured in the last 4 years. We have in open source, meaning that you can get it on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
You have to work hard to make sure that it's factual. Including all the things that Adam Schiff was asserting and continues to assert regarding Russiagate.
Mm-hmm.
We have the ability to go on the full-blown offensive, and that includes CNN, MSNBC, and the rest of them. I can't believe that we can be as indifferent and dismissive of what we have gone through. Otherwise, you know what? Every Republican and every conservative will be treated just like Brett Kavanaugh going forward.
Here's another problem to consider. If Kamala Harris becomes a vice president, her seat will be surrendered, and guess who's liable to wind up with it?
Probably Karen Bass.
Adam Schiff. He's the front runner in California, according to Kyle Warren. Adam Schiff is the front runner. Mm-hmm. Because of the Hollywood, bunch. Yeah, because of the Hollywood bunch. So we'll see. Unbelievable. By the way, James Clyburn wants more blacks in the Biden cabinet, and it's not that, is that going to happen?
We're all screaming for unity.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I have to say to that? Not a chance.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow, so you stay low up on the mountaintop.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. When we come back, we're going to have a military and veterans news segment. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump addressed troops stationed overseas via a video link Thursday, delivering a nation's thanks for their service. He also addressed the ongoing coronavirus pandemic, saying the first shipments of coronavirus vaccine would go out as soon as next week.
We are rounding the curve. The vaccines are being delivered literally. It'll start next week and the week after. and who hit the frontline workers and seniors and doctors, nurses, a lot of people going to start, and we're going very quickly. Two companies already announced, a third one coming up, and a fourth and fifth one coming up soon also.
Taking questions from reporters for the first time since the election, the president said that he would leave the White House if the Electoral College votes for former Vice President Joe Biden. He added that such a move would be a mistake and that a lot could happen between now and December 14th when the electors are set to vote in their states. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch, our military and veterans news segment here, brought to you by our folks at the National Aviation Academy. Remember, National Aviation Academy has two campuses to take care of what you need to have done, and here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now the National Aviation Academy has got two locations to serve you. One is in Concord, Massachusetts, which is right outside Boston, and the other one is down here in Clearwater, Florida, in our backyard. So all you got to do, and I would strongly suggest you do this, is take the tour of one of their facilities. Now you can give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour, and don't forget to tell them that I sent you. You'll be glad you did. Well, for the second time in a week, the Israeli Air Force has struck an Iranian military base along with Hezbollah and an arsenal where at least 8 Iranian military members were killed and their proxy militia, several people wounded. Now, this is according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which is a United Kingdom watchdog on the Syrian civil war. Now, the nationalities of the dead weren't immediately known because, as you well know, they bring people, Iran that is, in from other countries. So, Hezbollah's southern headquarters and Iranian forces arms depot and positions where missiles were set up were struck and destroyed. And that's what Israel does. They don't mess around. Now, the other thing, General Mattis, who may have been a brilliant Marine Corps general, Mad Dog Mattis was his nickname, broke his silence on the election with a public call to Joe Biden to alter the course of the current America First defense policy. And he said it's because it makes it sound like it's America only. Really. Really. What a joke. What a joke. By the way, there's scant details yet available on exactly when the COVID-19 vaccine from Pfizer will be distributed to the service members and whether or not it'll be mandatory. But we did find out from the president that next week Pfizer's vaccine will in fact go out to be distributed, probably to be administered first to first responders, some military, and other key personnel before it goes into the nursing homes and the seniors who are most susceptible. Now, big Navy plans to offer limited voluntary early separations for sailors and certain overman ratings and year groups who want to leave the service before their contractual obligations are up is now going to be offered by the Navy. It's going to be called an early out option. An early out option. And let me go over to the telephone here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, sir. Thanks for Derek and Seminole. Thanks for taking my call. Real quick, you're just talking, you read 2 stories back to back, and you've been kind of covering it off and on all night, different stories that are related. You have this, the IDF launching some sort of a strategic, you know, forward strike on,
second one in 2 weeks.
Right. Okay. So you got that going on, right? What did President Trump announce probably 2 or 3 months ago? He said that we're going to be pulling out of Iraq. And this can go for Afghanistan too. I think maybe this has been addressed before, but we go to pull out. Okay. And then they start firing things off. Stuff starts happening. Now, I know Israel is its own independent, you know, nation state, et cetera. And they're going to do what they need to do because, you know, at one of its narrowest points, that whole country's 6 miles wide. Okay. So I understand that they're going to use forward strikes here. Well, what I see happening is, and now you have this Syrian watchdog group. I forget that it's out of London. That's the same group that when was it? 3 years ago? When there was alleged chemical weapons attack, didn't even hear anything about it. Like, we never heard, you know, we didn't pick this up on our radar. We're not sure where this G2 is coming from. So then my point is this. People are betting that the deep state's betting that President Trump's on his way out. So I foresee that there's going to be these little skirmishes going on, whether real or perceived or incited. They're going to keep the military complex downrange in order to further, a surreptitious agenda for natural resources. And I'm going to, and you, we've addressed this, you've addressed this, independent with others, even with Chris Markowski, regarding the rare earth minerals riches in Afghanistan, and that it's actually a tacit competition, or as I say, a undercurrent of competition between China, which manufactures 90%+ of the world's lithium rechargeable batteries, and whoever in the West wants to obtain that, how should I say, a stockpile, if you will, of rare earth minerals and natural ore. So what is this? What's everybody fighting over? Where's all this skirmishing going on in Syria? It's going on over the Syrian oil fields. Basically, Russia shut that down because now Turkey is now in Libya trying to secure those oil fields and have Erdogan, how should I say, flex his muscle, so to speak. And who haven't we heard from in the past 2, 3, 4 months? The Kurds. The Kurds have, in my opinion, been told to sit down, be quiet, sit tight. We're going to wait this one out, and then we're going to use you guys to go in and clear out all of, you know, the remaining bad guys in and around that region. So I think what's going on here is, you know, I'm not saying a movie, so to speak. It seems to be a cliche going on, but I think they're going to wait this one out. And how does that relate to your retired General Mad Dog Mattis here? Okay, there's a lot of people that were on active duty and during, now retired or are veterans of the Marine Corps that have mixed opinions on this guy. Sure, he's a whacker and an attacker, and he's just going to stomp the enemy, you know, blood and guts, get some. I mean, I understand that, and he can do that with any military. But him coming out, in my opinion, coming out saying America needs to redefine or reevaluate its quote-unquote America First policy tells me that he's telling all the former and current Marines to go to hell, plain English. Because the Marine Corps, I'm sorry, I have a little partiality to the Marine Corps. You know, I mean, God bless the Navy, I was a member of, but I worked with the Marines. Well, I was considered, Marine Corps. I'm just going to leave it like that.
Well, if you weren't upset about Biden before, part of the plans of the Defense Department that he's putting together, the leaders, is to downsize the Marine Corps.
That's been going on. That's been going on with the Commandant. People have been looking at the Commandant, General Berger, a little bit differently too, because he's along those lines. I understand you want to do the greatest benefit for the least amount of, you know, monetary expense, etc. I get that. You want a small footprint. You want a light and a nimble force that's going to go, you know, basically a whole bunch of QRFs around the world. You know, and you talked about this with the former Major General.
The lily pad strategy.
Right, the lily pad strategy. You're right. You have a whole bunch of amphib for deployed. Yep. These amphib ships everywhere, and they just hop and, you know, hop, skip, and a jump on some helos or you know, ospreys, and you know, go get the deal done.
Right.
But see, what I should say, if you notice now, General Kim Jong-un, whatever his name is all fired up because he can't control coronavirus.
Well, we've run out of time. We've run out of time, so.
Right. Roger that, sir. Thanks for taking my call and Simplify. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving.
Yep, appreciate it. And that's Eric in Seminole. We appreciate his call. Now, I don't know if Chris Markowski is going to call in or not. If he does, we'll talk about a little economics. If not, then I've got an interview in the can I'm going to play. So don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's up.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Injured in an accident and need a lawyer? The last thing you deserve is being put on hold or having a law firm robot answer and assign you a number. Fair and Fair doesn't treat people like numbers. From the moment you call, you'll be connected with an actual person, ready to listen and help. Their team of injury law experts understands the pressure you're under and will make themselves available to you 24/7. Also, if Fair and Fair doesn't win your case, you don't owe them a penny. So if you've been injured and the insurance company's pushing you around, call Fair and Fair. Let them push back. Visit fairandfair.com.
All righty, and we're back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. And, Mr. Watchdog, New York City folks up there, the religious folks must be really happy because of what the Supreme Court did to allow the Catholic Church and others to hold church services.
Oh, yeah, it's fantastic that... We're seeing this and going to be allowing hopefully some of these institutions to open up. Cuomo kind of poo-pooed the entire thing by saying, oh, it's irrelevant now because those areas are not hot areas anymore. But we know that's quite right. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Now, the other thing that kind of jumps out at you here right now is that it's Black Friday. And I took a little drive over by the big mall that's over here by me, the big shopping plaza. International Plaza, they call it. And you had everything from people in tents to motorhomes to people rolled up in sleeping bags to whatever out there in front of some of those big box stores waiting for them to open today.
Yeah, and it's never been my cup of tea. That's for darn sure. I don't know what type of sales they're looking for to save a couple bucks to. I always kind of laugh. I said, you know, people spend all of this time out there waiting for some of these sales. I remember back, I think it was like sleep out for a week. I'm like, wouldn't it be better for you just to go out and get yourself a job and make money over that period of time rather than just sitting there? Oh, but maybe these people are on some sort of government program where they're getting free money as that allows them to do that, which, again, is pretty pathetic and sad. But, no, it's not my bag. See, I'm lucky. I just, the rule of my house is I just shop for my wife. That's it. So I'm kind of off the hook. Makes my shopping experience much easier.
Now, we've talked about Bitcoin before, and I took a look here, and Bitcoin took a big dive yesterday along with some other coins.
I heard about that. I didn't see how far it came down. Again, it's a currency based upon, you know, solving mathematical problems. I understand that there's a limited amount of whatever these Bitcoins that are there, and people think it's a storage of value. Again, it's going to trade based upon what people, you know, believe it's worth. And again, I don't believe in it. You know, people can, you know, try to convince me, you know, that it's the future and all of these things. It's not my thing, but in the same way that people believe in the dollar. I mean, what is money? It's just paper. There's nothing backing it up. Everybody says, oh, it's the full faith and credit of the United States. At what point in time do people lose faith and credit in the United States when we keep printing money incessantly and borrowing money that we're never going to be able to pay back? So, again, you know, I guess it can go either way.
Now, Elon Musk has apparently done it again because Tesla's upcoming Standard & Poor's 500 debut is currently fueling some really wild and crazy trading.
Well, when you're adding a company like that to the S&P 500, all of the index funds out there and all of the pensions that track the S&P, they have to make adjustments and then add the stock, which can, you know, obviously make it be a little bit volatile over a period of time. So, again, it's definitely going to add to the stock. It's going to bump it up to some degree, whether that's going to stay there. I mean, some of the Teslas last week got some pretty poor ratings as far as reliability is concerned, from Consumer Reports. So who knows? Not to mention the fact there's a lot of other automakers now that are fully going all in with electric vehicles. In particular, General Motors told all of its dealerships that they have no choice. They have no choice but to invest at least $200,000 in their dealerships for the rollout of electric vehicles, from charging to the work that they're going to have to do for repairs. And it was kind of like either you do it or we'll buy out your dealership for $500,000, which is not exactly a lot of money. So certain companies out there are going all in. General Motors dropped its lawsuit that it was having against California and their standards and is just saying, okay, we're going to head in this direction.
Wow. Now, jobless aid for some 14 million Americans is going to expire just after Christmas. That's not pretty.
Some of it has expired for many people. We all know that the original stimulus checks coming from the unemployment stimulus checks coming from the federal government ended
right
in July. Again, this is going to be a big hit. There's no doubt about it. And until we get this country open, it's going to be very, very difficult. I mean, what are these
right
people going to do? I think we failed these people. We really have on more than one front. I've talked about this with you. I'm not a fan of just sending random checks to people across the country. But if you've been put out of work because the government shut down a business that you were involved in, it's not your fault.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe that those people need help. I'm not a welfare guy. I think welfare, quite frankly, and handouts and giveaways can be addictive. But I'm a believer in social safety nets, especially when people, you know, have it's no real fault of their own. And we just haven't helped these people out appropriately.
Now, here's a strange one for you down in Venezuela, the Citgo Six, they call them. That's six oil executives with the Citgo company that were snookered into coming down to Caracas for some sort of conference or Venice or a meeting, and they wound up getting arrested by the Venezuelan government. They have been convicted on embezzling $4 billion from the Venezuelan state-owned oil company and given 8 years in prison in Venezuela.
I vaguely remember this happening several years ago. Again, you know, they probably held out on this case, so they can probably use it as leverage, which, you know, probably the citizenship of some of these, where these people are from. So I'm not sure. I've got to look into that. I do remember that happening vaguely several years ago. It's going to be interesting to see how the State Department is going to react to this and handle this.
Now, before I get into a feel-good story here, France is resuming collection of a special tax on big tech companies, which will include U.S.-based big tech companies.
Yeah, there's been some back and forth in regards to that, and you know, there's been a myriad of different court decisions in regards to taxing American tech companies. But you know, we'll see where this one goes. You know, obviously, the European countries are saying, well, you're doing all of this business here on our continent, and you're not paying the taxes here that you should be paying. Again, it's a money grab. It's what governments do all the time. We'll see how this shakes out. There's a lot of, you know, concern globally how you handle these multinational tech companies and where the tax revenue should stay.
Now, here's your feel-good story. Amazon's doing pretty good, right?
I'd say so.
They're going to give a $500 million bonus, holiday bonus, to their frontline U.S. workers.
Well, I mean, that's, you know, I think it's great. I mean, that they're, you know, you want to, actually, one of the important things is as a business owner, you want to keep your employees happy. Yeah, people fail to understand that. You don't want to lose workers. You want to keep workers. You spend money on workers and training workers. And, you know, I'm a big believer in that. I'm almost the point where I'm a big believer, and I learned this. You overpay to some degree your workers. It keeps, you know, keeps them loyal, keeps them working hard, and you want to incentivize your workers. And I'm a big believer in that. I think that worked out for Amazon. I mean, not going to make everybody happy. Not every worker is going to be a great worker. But most certainly the ones that are doing a great job, you certainly don't want to lose them.
Yeah, and you take care of those that are taking care of you, and everybody works together, and you all accomplish the same goal, usually.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, well, it's Friday. You're going to go have a big weekend somewhere, right?
Probably working around the house through Christmas decorations and stuff. You know, the usual post-Thanksgiving festivities.
Oh, boy. All right, we'll talk to you on Monday.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. His show is on the weekend, watchdogonwallstreet.com. And I'm coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.